Welcome to WDOT Port of Washington. You're on the dot, and today we have a very special guest. Miss New York is here. And welcome to the show, Miss New York.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we also have a panel here of judges that just couldn't wait to meet Miss New York. We have Bethia Kwok.
Hi.
We have Principal Koenig.
Good morning, Mr. Kwok.
And we have Senior Jake Sherbert.
How's it going?
It is going well. All right, that's actually fake applause, just letting you know. Miss New York, before we have a little contest of our own, we'd like to ask you some just generic radio questions.
Great.
And the first one will come from Jake Sherbert. What do you got?
All right. When did you first have the dream of becoming Miss New York, and why?
I grew up thinking that it was so cool to be a beauty queen. I think there's sort of this iconic thing about it. You think it's this big opportunity. And then it was, as I got older, someone encouraged me to try doing a pageant, and I thought it was going to be ridiculous because I really wasn't the type, and did okay and kept doing it because I was a performer and loved the opportunity to go on stage and play the role. And it wasn't until this past year when I had really found myself and really started to do some advocacy work and have found a cause and really honed into something that I wanted to do and a lot of organizations that I wanted to support. I work with the USO. I work with the Boys and Girls Club. So I wanted to do something for them, and I knew that getting the title would be an opportunity to help them and open doors for them. So it was really this past winter when I actually even broke up with a boy who had been super negative, and he says, "Why do you want to be a beauty queen? Why? What do you want? Do you want people to tell you you're pretty?" And I was like, "No, it's not about that." And I dumped him, and I was like, "Well, in your face, I'm going to turn around and go after something that I wanted."
Wow, that's the ultimate spite. It's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
That's like every girl's dream.
And to make it worse, his biggest fear was that I was going to meet some lawyer and fall in love because he was an actor. Well, now I'm dating a young lawyer, so the ultimate spite.
Wow. Poor guy.
Yeah.
We should have him on the show, too. Bethia.
In your mind, what is the toughest part of the entire competition?
I think the hardest part is swimsuit, to pick a category, because there's nothing scarier than walking out in nothing but a swimsuit and stilettos and walking down steps and walking around as if you're fully dressed. But what they're really looking for is your ability to not be afraid and your ability to be bigger than what you wear, that your inner light shines no matter what's going on the outside. And then, you know, they're also looking for your fitness, so it can be hard if you don't feel ready. But I worked hard this summer, and I'll work hard for Miss America to make sure I'm all pulled together. The overall thing that's most difficult is you have to keep perspective when you're competing, because you're not competing against anyone but yourself. They're going to pick the girl who's most centered, and so you can't let other things get in your head. You can't let what people say get in your head. You're the only person who knows yourself.
Miss New York, what was going through your mind when you found out that you had won the Miss New York title?
It's actually funny, because when you get down to the final two, and I was standing there with my first runner-up, and I took her hands, and we were waiting. And so what they do is they call the first runner-up, and so if it's not your name, it means you've won. So I was so prepared to handle losing, because I think it's so important that you lose with grace, that you have the ability to know that this doesn't mean anything, that I'm still going to be good whether they, you know, this one crown hits my head or not. So I'd done so much work to prepare for what it's going to be like to lose with grace in front of this audience, that when I won, I just sort of froze, and I couldn't see anything in the audience but my mom, and I just started crying. It was crazy. It was really, really surreal. You change over a minute. You change from being a no one to someone.
Thanks.
Miss New York. We actually brought you here under false pretenses. We want to talk to you, but also we want to have a little beauty contest of our own, because, first of all, we want to prepare you for the competition that you're about
to. Oh, good. This will be good practice.
And second, we've had – I'll give this to Bobby Katz here to show you. We have a very special prize at the to become the WDOT queen. This crown has been handed down from generations to generations.
Oh,
or
God.
It was bought
it's beautiful.
Or
look
it
at
was
the size of those
this weekend
gems.
At a local burger establishment, one of the two. And what we want to do now is have a contest with who we think is the most beautiful member of our WDOT staff.
Clearly.
And you're looking at him. It's Benny Schechner. Benny, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Benny, before we begin our competition, can you please talk about the experience that you have in many different beauty competitions?
Well, I've been rejected from most of them, due to they told me it was my gender, but I think I was just too pretty.
Could be.
I might have gone a little overboard on the makeup.
You cheated.
So, I what?
You cheated?
I didn't cheat, just too much makeup. I looked like Miss Piggy.
Oh, okay.
So
that's always a problem.
Yeah.
What we're going to do now is we have three judges here, and they've been provided with they're going to rank you on your answers to certain questions in other parts of the competition based upon 1 through 10. So, Miss New York, before we begin, I'm gonna tell you that I know that the interview competition is of utmost importance.
Yeah, 25% of your score.
So this is very big. So what we're going to do now is we're going to ask you a question, and then we're going to ask Benny a question. We're going to see who answers it better. So let's first, Jake, why don't you take the first question?
All right, this is from Miss New York.
All right.
What television comedies have inspired you throughout your life?
Television comedies. I'm a huge fan of The Office because I think that on The Office you have a bunch of people. They're all very different from one another, and yet they get along primarily based on the fact that they work together, but then over time because they find they have so much in common, and even those that stand out or have major differences find the things they can appreciate about each other, and they all it's a show that doesn't focus on big dramatic plots. It focuses on everyday, and it focuses on the humor of everyday life.
Were we supposed to prepare?
No, we weren't. I think she's ready for a competition. What are the scores we
me
have?
Me too. Me too.
No, you'll get your question. What are we scores? What do we got here? Bethia's putting up a 9. We got three nines.
Nice.
Three nines are the very high scores.
Good start.
Mr. Pernick, why did you give a 9?
Well, I happen to like The Office. I think it's an intellectual show. And while Miss New York is currently dating a lawyer, I'm holding out hope for Educators.
That's well placed. That's why he's the principal. Bethia?
Why did I choose 9?
Yes. That's
well, right. I've not yet watched The Office, but I know that there has been a lot of hype about it. So her answer definitely convinced me to watch it.
Oh, you've got to watch it.
Wow. If you want to. Yes.
If you want to.
Sherbert?
Well, The Office lost Steve Carell, so that was tough. But sticking through the show, even through some rough times, so some dedication, some perseverance, had to give it a 9.
All right. That's the laughter coming in from Mr. Pernick's joke before. It was a little late.
It's the time difference.
Benny, now it's time. You're losing 18-0. Actually, you're losing 27 because I can't do math. 27-0. So let's ask Benny a question. Who has a good question for Benny?
I do. Miss America is supposed to bring world peace. How would you go about world destruction?
I'm glad you asked this, Bethia, because this is something I think about a lot. This specific. I would like to go streaking through the UN. I want to run through the UN, no clothing. I want to stomp all over the desks. South Africa, I'm going to, like, kick all the papers off. I'm going to shake myself around, and then I'm going to run out. And this will cause such a tremendous uncomfortableness. Don't laugh. This is a legitimate answer.
Oh, sorry.
Don't laugh, fake audience. It will cause such an uncomfortableness that they'll just be forced to fight. And some will find me attractive. Some won't. Attraction's subjective in most cases. And they'll fight over that. I think the majority will find me attractive.
All right.
Why are you laughing?
That's because you sometimes get the cane on stage. All right, what do we got? What are the scores here? We got a 10 from Mr. Pernick, a 5, and a 5. So the score right now is you're losing 27-20. Let's ask Miss New York another question to prepare her for her experience.
All right. This one's kind of tough.
Uh-oh.
Which of the following Grand Princes of Kiev followed Svyatopolk the Accursed? Was it A, Vladimir the Great? Was it B, Yaropolk the First? Was it C, Igor of Kiev? Or D, Yaroslav the Wise?
It was Yaroslav the Wise.
Oh, are you so sure?
Yeah.
Wow, that was AP Euro.
Yeah.
That was, wow.
Unbelievable.
I took AP Euro before I left for college. You should have you now.
Wow, that is incredible. Benny, I don't know how you're going to top that one. Who's got a question for him?
I have a question for Benny. Thank you.
Sure.
Benny, how would you go about performing open-heart surgery with only scissors and a coconut?
This is a good question for me because I did go to medical school on the internet. And I also watch Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
So if I know anything about medicine, it's that in the event of a heart surgery, tools are useless. The only true tool that one can use is the power of one's own lips. I would kiss the person on the heart. I would kiss it while open, then on the lips. Now, to some people that's illegal, but I think it would cure them.
All right, Benny. Very disturbing.
Right.
Our scores: 5, 2, and 1. That is 8 points out of a possible 27. That is.
Is this like golf where the lower score wins?
Not exactly. All right, Miss New York, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's assume that you're very hungry and you're in a restaurant with all the world leaders.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you get your food served first. Now you're starving. Mm-hmm. Do you eat the food or do you wait until the other people are served?
You wait till the other people are served.
But you're starving.
That's okay. There's bigger issues than my own hunger.
Wow,
that's deep.
Wow, that is...
Can I ask a follow-up question?
No, you can't, because they're all tens. That's 30 points. That is a great answer.
What if she orders something cold? Or what if she orders something hot?
It's all right, you wait.
You eat cold food. Cold soup. All right, let's go with a question for Benny before we go to another part of the competition.
Okay, Benny, if you could send an army of sharks to any planet, which would it be?
Borgon 7.
Where is that?
in the Khrushchev galaxy.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
All right.
That's pretty knowledgeable right there.
Scores. Scores? 2, 5, and 6. That is impressive. Now, Miss New York, I understand that there is a talent part of the competition. What percent does that count for?
Talent is 35% of your score.
Wow, that is pretty large. And what is your talent?
I'll be singing.
Is there anything we can ask you, sing a cappella for us, or maybe you want to do, like, see what I have on the computer here. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star or something.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How about the national anthem?
Wow, that is a very difficult song.
Well, I won't do the whole thing, but I'll give you a taste.
Sure,
ready?
Just give us a little
bit. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. How's that?
Wow, that's
great.
That was judges, what do we got?
I've never sung with headphones on. That's
amazing. Wow, all tens. Benny, would you care to sing something for us?
Can we ask Benny to continue?
Oh, I don't want to offend the government.
Don't pull a Christina Aguilera. Don't mess up.
I have a different... Can I sing a different song?
Yes.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight. Can we both have tens? Can I have the same scores?
Let's see what the scores are. The scores are tens.
Ten.
A 9 from Bethia. And
see, all you have
Sherbert, he gives an 8. Why'd you give an 8 on that, Sherbert?
It was a 9, but I couldn't find one in time, so I went for an 8.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. All right. I printed out what I could. It's not a heavy-duty operation we have here. Now, Miss New York, I understand the swimsuit competition, it doesn't count as much as it used to count for.
No, Miss America started as a swimsuit competition. Now I think swimsuit is only either 10 or 15% of the score.
Is it because the heating broke in the stage?
Yes.
exactly why.
Well, Benny, we're not going to ask you to get into a swimsuit, obviously, Miss New York, but Benny has a swimsuit on. I was asking, hopefully he could model it for our judges. It's a one-piece, and it covers... It doesn't really even fit. Very nice.
Well, I mean, usually I go out in the water with less than this, so...
It's an excellent color.
Well, thank you. Thank
Here's
you.
I'm
a blue.
This is our modeling music. Very nice, and this is radio. So Benny is in a one-piece blue ensemble with white sides, and it's a perfect...
It's a low ride.
Yeah. I don't think it's meant to be. can we get some scores on Benny's swimsuit?
Nice.
Wow, that is, they're giving you, it looks like an 8, a 9, and a 10. Benny, that's great, so we'll add that to your totals.
Can I just give Benny some points for really working hard? He's clearly got his body in shape, lots of ab work.
Yeah.
Lots of ab work.
Yeah, this is radio, like he's really chiseled.
Absolutely.
really chiseled. All right, let's ask a few more questions for Miss New York, and then we'll take her out of her misery, and we'll crown a champion here at the WDOT Beauty Contest. So why don't we go back to Miss New York questions. Bethia, do you have one?
Yes. Why would you encourage students to do after-school activities?
I think when you get involved after school, you get to interact with some students who have the same special interests as you. So you get to create a more focused peer group. And these are the kind of people who, because they have a lot in common in terms of interests, they're going to have a lot in common in terms of other things. So you're creating your own network of friends and you're stepping outside. And it's also getting you used to the real world where your work, if you're going to work hard, you're going to work more than 9 to 5. So if you can teach yourself to go above and beyond now, then you're going to succeed in the big picture.
Wow. Good answer. Wow. All tens. All tens again. Benny, this is your last chance. This is the last question. You need to basically get a like 30 out of 10 on this, but we'll see what we got. Mr. Pernick, if you would.
Benny, this is a scenario question. The spacemen have come to Earth with potentially dangerous new technologies like iPad 3s. I know. They have kidnapped all of our leaders, including Johnny Depp.
Oh, no.
And you are the highest level person left. What do you tell them to make peace?
Now that's in their language.
And what does that mean?
It doesn't translate well to English, but roughly, I will punch you.
All right, scores. All looks like two tens, and Sherbert doesn't have any. Oh, you have a ten. Yeah. You found it.
Hey, a little slower than that.
All right, so Sherbert, do we have the final total?
We do have the final totals.
And what are they?
Do I not get a drum roll or anything?
It looks like we're going with the same music.
Same music.
Can I just say that I'm really glad to have had this opportunity. I'm really glad that I'm here, and I'm happy for you if you win, but not really.
Before we
I just love making so many friends.
Yeah.
Before we crown a winner, I gotta ask Miss New York one thing here, because we have a question we never got to.
Yes.
But seriously, is the scariest part of the entire competition hoping that you don't fall?
You know, there's nothing scarier than walking down in a... There's no good way to fall in a swimsuit. Down a set of stairs without a bad angle showing up. So, yeah, I mean, part of it is you just never want to look down. More than not falling, I think you don't want to rip someone else's clothing if you step on someone's train.
It could be good for TV ratings.
It would be great for TV, but it's just so expensive to replace those dresses.
Seriously. Well, Miss New York, when can we see the actual competition for Miss America?
Miss America will be live on ABC January 14th. So you can tune in and watch and vote and cheer and eat junk food in my honor. And if you feel like coming out to Vegas to Planet Hollywood to be there live, you're more than welcome to join my group.
And I'm sure your ex-boyfriend will not be there.
No.
Maybe we could broadcast live.
Yeah,
we could.
You should do live coverage.
We'll have to ask the principal for several thousands of dollars to make that work, but I kind of know him, so.
I probably have to go to chaperone.
Yeah, that would. Well, it's time to crown our winner, and Bobby has the crown. Sherbert, what are the totals?
Winning by 17 points. Miss New York.
It's rigged. I mean, it's all rigged.
Here's and we have a crown for Benny. If we could put this on his head. If we could fit it over his gigantic hair.
Aww.
It says horrible person on his crown.
He saved the Earth with his foreign language skills. I don't know if he's so horrible.
Every week he wins that award.
My parents give it to me every morning.
All right, well, for Principal Pernick, Jake Sherbert, Bethia Kwok, Benny Schechner, Miss soon-to-be, we hope, Miss America. I am Mr. Claff signing off. Another wonderful broadcast. You can get this on demand on portradio.org. We are WDOT. Thank you.